Hey, I want to circle back and talk about homeschooling for a second. If you're doing it, how is it going for you? There may be some new help for you, and we're going to talk to a guest next to address just that. Get nightly updates on COVID-19's impact in Chicago and nationwide. It's all weeknights, 10:30 on WGN-TV, then sports. On Sports is back. All the day's sports news at a new time, 10:45, weeknights. On WGN-TV, Channel 9 is where you find that. We've talked about homeschooling on the show before, the challenges of trying to be a parent and a teacher when you're not a teacher. Spanish class relies on my limited Spanish at home, and it's pretty limited, but we're trying. Science class is like now where we've resorted to Jenga and Legos. It's building stuff and stacking stuff. It's kind of the science around my house. And you think about a child who has special needs, or you think about a child who does not have a connection to e-learning and that kind of thing. So much harder in so many other scenarios. A lot of people dealing with many issues as they try to get through this. The question I'm hearing a lot of parents talk about too, the moms and dads I've been talking to, is at first it was sort of like, okay, I can teach for a little bit. I can, you know, get through this for a little while. Then it was like, can I really teach science? I mean, is that possible? And for how long? And now I'm hearing from parents, there's this realization that's setting in that we may be responsible for helping teach our kids for perhaps the end of the school year. That's a possibility. We don't know yet, but that's a possibility. It is real. In Indiana, they've already decided to keep the schools closed until the end of the year. So parents there are looking at that reality. What will happen in Illinois? We don't know, but enter One Solution. This could help. Retired teachers are now volunteering their time to help tutor kids. And they, unlike most parents like me, they actually know how to teach. So they are offering their services in science and math and Spanish in so many areas. How does it work? Let's find out a little more. We've got John Flaherty on the line. He's with IRTA, the Illinois Retired Teachers Association. John, thanks for being on WGN. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing just great. Thank you for having me on.
Well, we're happy that what you're doing here, this just sounds like a win-win for everyone, as long as the retired teachers are cool with it, and it sounds like they are.
Well, we are. We came up with this idea, and we have a director of marketing, Nathan Mihelich, who a couple weeks ago said, why don't we get involved trying to help? Because we've got lots of teachers who are used to volunteering in schools or food pantries, all kinds of places, and they're sitting home and they can't go out, and they're saying, how can I help? And so Nathan put on our website called anyone who wanted to mentor, and he's got about 350 teachers so far, and he's already started matching up with students who need help. And we've got about 39,000 members statewide, so we have a pretty good pool to pull from.
So are you still asking your membership to have more people sign up? Are you getting good response so far? How many have you got here?
Well, I talked to Nathan this morning. We're over 350 of our 39,000 members, but more signing up every day. And possibly after listening to your radio show today, Anna, we may get some more. Now, we are an organization of downstate teachers, and by that, anything outside Chicago public schools. So north, south, east, or west of that. Won't be much east of that. But the other teachers, anyone under the teachers' retirement system can be in our organization. And we have units all over the state. We have 93 units.
How do people connect with you, sir, and what you all are doing? I mean, if someone's listening right now, they could use the help. They could use a teacher to help with tutoring. What do you do?
If they're interested, they go to our website, which is irtaonline.org, irtaonline.org. There's a red banner at the top, and there's it says mentoring forms available. If they click on that, they can either ask a form for parents that need help or a form for retirees that would like to sign up.
That is tremendous. And is it all grade levels? And what about specific classes like science or math and that kind of thing? Can it be broken down that way too?
Yeah, we ask when our teachers sign up to tell us what they taught. I know my own daughter, who now teaches advanced placement calculus, when she was in high school taking that class, I asked our some math teachers from school to help her, figuring it would be much easier than me trying to figure out what she's doing. And the same thing with, you know, some of the advanced things, whether it's a foreign language or chemistry or physics, you know, we hope to find a teacher to do it. And even the younger kids, we have said there probably are teachers who would just like to read a kid a story or keep track of, you know, give someone else, give the parent a break. Now, I will say their teacher is the first line. Many schools are having those teachers and those kids connect. And that would be the first line. We're just trying to help if there's extra help needed.
Yeah, a lot of people could use some extra help, supplemental. And you're right, so many of the regular teachers are doing excellent work right now, just trying to connect everyone with the connect to their students and provide lessons and provide the technology and get everybody on board with all of it. It's not always easy for even as a parent to figure out everything, passwords and connectivity and stuff like that. But it's great to have resources.
Two things about that. First, anytime a student or a child is online, we hope that the parents are monitoring them. Mm-hmm. Always. I mean, even as the kids get older, we tend to think they're okay, but this is a time to really monitor where they're at as a parent. I've learned that myself. But secondly, it's a new world for not only the parents and students, but the teachers. Most teachers have never tried to do an online type of teaching, and so it's very difficult to connect with all of their students in any kind of fashion. And if you're a high school teacher who maybe sees 150 kids a day, how do you try and keep up with that? And I don't have the answer. We're just trying to assist if we can. And many of our members just want to volunteer, just want to help out in any way they can in this crisis.
Well, that is amazing what you're doing. It's amazing what teachers are doing and what retired teachers are doing as well. Thank you, John, for telling us about it. It's IRTAonline.org. IRTAonline.org, right?
You're wonderful, Anna.
You are. Right? Thank you, John.
And how are you doing with Gabriella trying to do homeschool?
Well, she's Spanish is not going so well, but her teachers are amazing. They're giving her all the work. It's just helping. You know, like you say, you're supposed to be there next to them to sort of help them. And I think it can be a challenge. I will say that. And I feel pretty blessed that she's in a situation where she has a device and, you know, most of the work is manageable. But it's still, you know, these are weird times. Very weird.
Well, good luck, and thank you for all you do. We appreciate it.